This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 414 for Tuesday, May 31st. I'm Phil Frantz Warkentin. ICE Futures canola contracts were narrowly mixed at Tuesday's close. The nearby July contract down 30 cents at $1,185.90 per ton. New crop November up a dime at $1,073.50. Chart-based speculative selling did weigh on prices throughout the day as speculators holding long positions look to exit the front month ahead of its expiry. A lack of willing buyers on the other side likely exaggerated the declines. However, support was uncovered to the downside and canola was well off its lows, looking relatively solid in the face of sharp losses in the U.S. soy complex. Uncertainty over new crop production provided underlying support for the Canadian oilseed. Persistent rains in the eastern prairies continued to delay seeding in the region. Meanwhile, dry crops in the western growing regions could use some more moisture. In the U.S., soybean, corn, and wheat futures are all lower. Soybeans down 49 cents in the July contract at $16.83 per bushel. The European Union has agreed in principle to ban 90% of Russian oil imports for the next 6 months. That accounted for some strength in world energy markets today. Soy oil initially moved higher, but ran into resistance and the eventual turn lower contributed to the declines in beans. The U.S. soybean crop is estimated to be about two-thirds seeded. That would be in line with the five-year average, but well off last year's pace. Farmers in most regions still have another 10 days to get the crop in the ground before insurance deadlines. Corn futures, they are weaker in sympathy with both beans and wheat. The July corn contract down 23 cents at $7.53 per bushel. Good seeding weather has allowed U.S. farmers to make some planting progress over the past week, with only about 10% of intended corn acres left to go in the ground. Wheat futures are sharply lower. Chicago wheat posting a limit down 70 cent loss in the July contract at $10.87.5 per bushel. Kansas City down 69 cents in July at $11.65 per bushel. And Minneapolis spring wheat down 56 cents in the July contract at $12.48 per bushel. Talk that Russia will allow grain exports to leave Ukraine accounted for some of the selling pressure, although no wheat has moved yet, as Russia has said allowing exports would be dependent on the easing of sanctions. Better weather for the U.S. winter wheat crop over the past week, along with forecasts calling for a good monsoon season in India, were also bearish. But on the other side, spring wheat seeding delays in North America provided support. Spring wheat would normally be nearing completion at this time of year, but about a third of the U.S. crop is still unplanted. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Tuesday, May 31st. In Winnipeg for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz Warkentin. That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.